Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Welcome back in, folks. Hour number two of Weekend Kickoff here at the Treasure Chest Casino. Steve Geller along with Mike Dettelier breaking down things. Football, getting ready for a weekend of the college football playoff as well as NFL Week 16. Big one for the Tulane Green Wave taking on Ole Miss. Big rematch in the opening round of the college football playoff. Helping us break that down now, Sam Bruckhaus, former Tulane linebacker, also Sumer Sports senior NFL analyst and data scientist. Sam, appreciate the time so much today. And man, oh man, I know you got to be pumped for the Green Wave in the college football playoff representing Louisiana.
Man, when I graduated from Tulane, at the time, I was part of one of the most winningest senior classes in recent history. We made three straight bowl games and won about 6 to 8 games a year. Man, what has Tulane become? We have multiple 10-win seasons, three straight or maybe even four straight conference championship appearances, and we're rolling. We're in the college football playoff. I can't be more excited for the Green Wave.
Sam Dale on unprecedented ground right now, but looking at it the way you look at it, man, how much Jake Retzloff has meant to this football team, because I know we do our Tulane Tuesday segment with Coach Sumrall, and I could tell he was a little uneasy as it got into the summer, not sure about the quarterback spot. But then all of a sudden, Retzloff kind of breaks open from BYU and he leaves. And boy, he's been the difference maker on this football team.
Yeah, I think if you look at where we were around this time last year with Darian Mensah on his way out the door to Duke, there were real questions about, number one, how John Sumrall would just approach the quarterback position in to begin with. He took an all hands on deck approach, added multiple young and transfer quarterbacks, and none of them seemed to be working out into the spring. We catch a break. Jake Retzloff ends up on the team. And early in the season, he was more of a balance to the team, primarily with his legs. And I think it's been really interesting as the cumulative data has come in for the season. We've ended up as one of the more efficient passing teams. I was in person for the Memphis game in Memphis, and we were able to crack that game open very early with a couple of big explosive passes. That's been the name of the game for the Tulane Green Wave offense as we've moved on through the season. We're sitting at about 21st out of the 100-odd teams in the nation in expected points added per pass. That's ironically one spot behind the Ole Miss Rebels, who will be playing on Saturday. And so we've settled into a certified top 25 passing offense using a good mix of Retzloff's legs and the up-and-coming running back such as Jamari McClure to threaten with the run but get big passing plays down the field. That's been the real sauce for the Tulane Green Wave in the last couple games.
Sam, I look at it this way. I've had some people talk to me about Sam Howard at linebacker, and I always tell him, hey, He's not the fastest guy out there. Their linebacker's more physically gifted, great leader, superb instincts. He's always around the football. He's been injured toward the latter part of the year, but you talk about a difference maker for him and a great leader. I told him, hey, if you pick him, no matter where you're going to play him, if he's in a role position, if he's a starter, if he's on just on special teams, he is going to be a difference maker for your football team.
Yeah, you think about what this defense has been this year, and they've utilized turnovers to really get off up on the other team. And when your success rate, as we like to call it, how you're performing on a down-to-town basis as a defense is not necessarily that great. Right now we're sitting at about 100th in defensive success rate, but we're in the top half in terms of what we're doing on a play-to-play basis. That signifies there's a lot of turnovers. You have to have a guy who can settle the team down. And that really showed up when Howard was a little bit injured, where the team didn't have that guy. In the last couple of games, he's really settled in, and he's lived up to that excellent kind of pedigree of linebackers that I like to think I'm a little bit a part of. But you think of the Dorian Williams, the Nick Anderson, the Tyler Grubbs, and Sam Howard is the next in line of great linebackers at Tulane in recent years.
Yeah, the one thing that stood out to me when they played in the first game was that Ole Miss was the more physical team, not only up front, but in the secondary. I mean, Tulane had a difficult time getting their receivers open downfield. They had a couple of big drops, too, on a third down conversion plays. They got to have a better production in the pitch and catch part of the game than they did in the first game, because that was really, really maybe the worst effort offensively they did all year long going up against Ole Miss. Now, again, Ole Miss is who they are. But, you know, with Chaz Preston there, doesn't look like Bryce Bohannon's going to play in this game. But they've got to have some big game, a big game effort, basically from Chaz and from Omari Hayes and some of the other guys. Trey Shackelford has got to be able to step up because of the fact, you know, you're going to have to put some points up to beat this Rebel team.
Yeah, that's Ole Miss's bread and butter, is shutting down the passing game. Right now, they're a top 25 defense in shutting down the passing game by the advanced metrics. And they're not that great at stopping the run. They're in the deep 130s in stopping the run. So I think in this game, a successful passing game with some explosives and being able to take advantage on the key late downs, keeping it in third and short, being able to succeed on short down, short yardage games with the legs of Jake Retzlaff and the running backs, I think that's going to be a real key to the game. I think with an explosive passing attack, and Chaz Preston, you nailed it. Chaz Preston is the one I'm looking at. What a late season this guy has had. He's had big play after big play in big series after big series. I think he's going to be the real key to the game in breaking this excellent Ole Miss passing defense. But I do think that a ascendant rushing game from the Tulane offense could be the difference maker, particularly because whenever you're playing these kind of G5 to P4 games, there's going to be a talent disparity. Frankly, I think Tulane has done a great job at limiting that talent disparity in the offseason by bringing in all this great talent, but there will be a slight talent disparity. And so in order to really attack this, you want to decrease variance. I think a successful running game with some big throws to a guy like Chaz Preston could really crack this game open for the Waves.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Jamari McClure, over the last 4 or 5 weeks, he's really been a huge part of this offense. And I just could tell by his gait, Sam, that he's a former track sprinter. Just by the way he runs. Coach was telling me, yeah, Mike, he was a big-time track sprinter in high school, and it took him a little while to get kind of enthralled into the offense. But, boy, he's been a huge, huge difference maker. And to lose a guy like Mekhi Hughes, like they lost, and he goes to Oregon, didn't work out for him there. But Mekhi was what I would call the ultimate hammer. He used a small hammer, but, man, he would just kind of beat you up inside. Then all of a sudden he hits that big play. McClure's the opposite. He'll run hard inside, but when he breaks a play, you better grab him real quick because he's got another gear to kick out to in open space.
Yeah, I have a couple of friends who worked with the Fear the Wave Collective last year. One of them's at ESPN, that's Isaac Popper, and the other one is with 247 now, John Burroughs. And as early as last year, in the beginning of the season, they started whispering to me, I think Jamari McClure could add a little smash and dash capability alongside Mekhi Hughes to this offense. We didn't necessarily see it last year. I was excited to potentially see it early this season. It didn't come, and as you mentioned, he has turned this offense into one that has that second gear. Right now, this rushing offense is one of the more successful on a play-by-play basis rushing offenses in the nation. They just haven't seen those explosive plays in the early season. We're starting to see those now. And you think about the great Tulane teams of yore. You think about the guys like Tajay Spears. The big plays that we remember are the ones where they broke loose. Tajay broke loose against UCF, broke loose against USC, and that set the tone for the rest of the game, a real momentum builder. You know, and the analyst in me says momentum isn't a real thing, but the player in me says it's everything, right? And so if we can crack a big play, particularly if Jamari can crack a big play against a pretty poor Ole Miss rushing defense, I think that's something that can turn a tide in a game. And all of a sudden, much like we saw against USC, a game that, you know, may get out of control or we may have some down. This is a playoff game. We know how playoff games are, long games, televised, big breaks. It takes some momentum. It takes some spark like that to really make a difference.
Sam, kind of away from the Tulane deal, but last year, sort of bring us up to date. Where you guys had Kelvin Banks rated? I don't know how much you've watched him this year, but, man, playing that left tackle position, a lot of times you left out on the island. And I think I always look at it as a left tackle. How much help do I have to give you on obvious passing downs? That's the mark of the really good left tackle. So where do you guys had him ranked last year? And if you've got a chance to kind of watch him this year and how well he's progressed for the Saints.
So that was kind of what the tail of the tape was on Kelvin Banks last year, was that he could take one-on-one capabilities at the college level. The problem was is people question if his athleticism would allow that to go to the next level, number one. And number two, if Steve Sarkisian's scheme over there at Texas really set him up for success. And then it was clear what the Saints were trying to do when they drafted Kelvin Banks. There's a theory that I have called the two-tackle theory, which is regardless of the quarterback, regardless of the skill positions, if you have two of the best tackles in the league, you end up being a pretty good offense. We've seen that with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers when they're healthy, Luke Getteke and Tristan Wirfs. We've seen that with the Eagles, even when Jalen Hurts isn't playing well, with Lane Johnson and Jordan Mailata. And it was clear that the Saints wanted to establish the same kind of tempo, the same kind of physicality that they had in the golden days with Terron Armstead and Ryan Ramczyk. And thus far, Kelvin Banks has been a certified quality starter by our metrics. We have him as an 83rd percentile performer on the season going back to 2016. So that's putting in historical reps. And we have him having a couple true blue chip games. Week one, we have him with the blue chip game. Week 12, and we have him with basically a game we would expect of all pro level performers in week 15. Better yet, that leads to a blue chip game, one of only two that any rookie quarterbacks have had, from Tyler Shuck. And you start to see the vision of this team. Tyler Shuck, a experienced passer, maybe not the most athletic, maybe not the biggest arm, but a guy who can find completions behind two good tackles in Banks and Fuaga, an interior offensive line which is coming together, especially if we can get Eric McCoy back and healthy next year, because when he's healthy, he's one of the best centers in the game. He's probably one of the best centers of all time, frankly, when healthy. And I think if we can start getting that together with continued production from Chris Olave, continued production from Juwan Johnson, we may be looking at the growth of a passing game that in 2 or 3 years could contribute to a playoff run.
Trinidad Chambliss, who's really been the revelation. Not a lot of us saw him play at Ferris, and he comes in as the number two guy behind Austin Simmons. And they the yin and the yang of quarterbacks, because, man, you stayed up next to Austin Simmons. He's a big guy, southpaw, and he can really hum it. And then you see Trinidad Chambliss, and he scares the bejesus out of you because of his ability to make plays with his feet, not only buying time to throw the ball, but how well he can run the football. He rushed for over 100 yards against the Green Wave in the first game. From what you've seen of Trinidad, your thoughts on him? I think he's a tremendous college quarterback, and he's got a year left, and we'll see where he ends up, if it's at LSU or Ole Miss. But, man, he's the straw that turns the drink for him on offense.
Yeah. An experienced passer coming in from Ferris State, a multi-time player of the year candidate at that lower division level. Right now, according to ESPN's QBR, he is the fifth best passer or quarterback full stop. And you mentioned it, because of that run game, he's added basically like two or three touchdowns worth of production with his feet this year. That really means that he's probably won a game or two for them alone with his feet. And I think you look at the stereotype, the prototype that Jackson Dart set forth in that offense, where Jackson Dart was looking to hit his first read, then he was looking kind of to scramble around, make a play, and oftentimes that first read was open, so it was about quick accuracy from the quarterback. That's what Lane Kiffin wanted to set up this year, and Chambliss ended up doing that pretty well. We saw it against Tulane, we saw it against various other SEC opponents. He had a very experienced pocket poise where he was able to hit his first read, and other than that, make up for it with his feet and with his mobility. I think that's a way that Ole Miss and probably LSU are going to succeed in the future with that little prototype, and I think that's why he's so dangerous. That being said, I don't know what to expect from this Ole Miss team. You know, they've had people going in and out. We've had rumors about players practicing, not practicing. I don't know how organized this team is. And in bowl season, organization is very key. I always look back to my time with Willie Fritz and the way we would approach it. We were locked down, locked in during the bowl prep season. We got a couple of days off once we traveled to the bowl game, rest and relaxation, have a little fun. But then we were locked back into an organized team. When you don't have a coach for about a week and you got guys coming in and out, flights here, there, it's very difficult. And I really respect what John Summerall has done and the new head coach, Will Hall, in being able to keep an organization, keep a player led, player driven mentality. I think I mean, I don't think this is crazy to say. I think Tulane's the more organized team coming into this game. And so I am very interested in what those first two series are going to look like for the Ole Miss Rebels, because those scripted plays give us a sense of the coaching and the preparation for a team. If those scripted plays don't look good from Trinidad Chambliss and this Ole Miss offense, I think they could be in real trouble.
Sam, always great info, man. Appreciate you stopping by, joining us, helping us break down this matchup.
Roll wave, baby.
Thank you, Sam. Appreciate it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.